Thank you, Dean. One active accident working in the DMV. This is in Prince George's County on eastbound 50 near 301. Only the far right slowdown lane is blocked. The travel lanes are now open. It was over on the right side, but those lanes are now open, not seeing any lingering delays. The accident in Virginia Interloop near Georgetown Pike has been totally cleared. No lingering activity on the shoulder anymore. And the accident southbound 95 at Luton Road also gone, with no residual delays past either of these earlier accident scenes. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
A gray start to your Wednesday and a little damp with scattered showers. This next weathermaker, it'll be a fast mover, so your afternoon better than the morning. Temperatures this morning between 53 and 58 degrees, with afternoon temperatures between 68 and 74 degrees. So scattered showers for this morning rush. The bulk of the rain today front-loaded prior to noon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
62, Manassas 61, Metro Center 56, Frederick, Maryland 60, straight up and holding in our nation's capital at 259.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
On a good Wednesday morning, midweek, April 24th. Welcome in. And Dean Lane coming up this early 3 a.m. hour on Wednesday for you. The Senate passes a $95 billion foreign aid bill, which includes funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
A big step forward in the recovery after the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
This work is getting done.
I'm Mike Murillo.
New youth curfew goes into effect after some trouble at National Harbor.
The father of two boys that died in a Virginia house fire talks about how they're honoring his sons. I'm Valerie Bonk.
Gains across the board on Wall Street Tuesday trading. Asian stocks have been doing quite well this morning. Good morning. Welcome in. 3 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Senate has approved by a 79-18 vote a $95 billion foreign aid package. CBS's Christina Carujo watched as things unfolded.
It had the Israel aid, it had aid to Ukraine, it had aid to Taiwan, and it had a provision to include this TikTok bill that could potentially ban the platform in the U.S. if the Chinese company ByteDance doesn't sell the platform within this year.
About $61 billion of the aid is for Ukraine. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said his message for Ukraine is, now go win the fight. Former President Donald Trump's lawyers told the judge presiding over his criminal case that their client hasn't violated a gag order. CBS's Christina Kaufman has that.
They were trying to say that he's just responding to political attacks, and really he's just reposting what other people are putting up, and they claim that doesn't violate the gag order. And the judge asked them to show him case law, evidence that supports this, and Todd Blanche, Trump's attorney, said, I don't have any case law. It's just common sense.
In New York, pro-Palestinian demonstrations continued near Columbia University. CBS's Nancy Chen says the protests have now spread to the West Coast.
Palestinian demonstrators clash with police at Cal Poly Humboldt in Northern California after a group of students used chairs and other furniture to barricade themselves inside one of the school's main buildings.
The Justice Department has agreed to pay about $139 million to settle 139 claims that it mishandled allegations of sexual assault that were made against women's gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar. John Manley is the attorney for some of the victims.
It is my firm belief, and the belief of anybody who spent any time on this case, that there were others higher up in the FBI who knew about this and assisted in the cover-up at a minimum. And that's not okay.
FBI agents in Indianapolis and Los Angeles knew about the allegations, but apparently took no action against Nassar, who's now in prison. Republican legislators in Tennessee have approved a bill that gives some teachers and staff the authority to carry concealed handguns in public schools. Representative Brock Martin.
I trust my local law enforcement. I trust my director of schools. I trust my teacher. If they believe this is what's right for that specific community, and it's permissive, and they think that's going to help take care of my child, I fully support this bill.
CBS News projects President Biden won the Democratic primary in Pennsylvania Tuesday. Former President Donald Trump won the Republican primary. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WTOP at 303. Good Wednesday morning, midweek, April 24th, 2024. We start out partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, wind gusts 20 to 30 today, 68 to 74 for the high, 60 in Washington right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Langby. Thank you for taking us along for your early Wednesday morning, 3 a.m. hour ride. It was 4 weeks ago, 1 month, the Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed into the Patapsco River after a huge container ship hit the bridge that morning. The disaster took the lives, as we well know, of six construction workers on scene on the bridge at the time and shut down one of America's busiest ports. We are here this morning to find out where the cleanup is. We get an update now from WTOP's Mike Murillo Wednesday morning.
Despite the fact this work is dangerous, this work is getting done.
Governor Wes Moore says we are seeing progress, including the opening of a fourth, much deeper channel. It'll be a 35-foot channel and will be open for about 4 days, starting at the end of the week, weather willing.
And that is going to allow several ships in the Port of Baltimore to be able to move through that are currently stuck, to allow them to move through the channel.
The fourth channel can open up after a big lift last night of a 560-ton piece of the bridge, the biggest piece lifted so far. The goal continues to be to reopen a bigger channel by the end of May. So to do that, the new channel will then be closed off for about 10 days so that the Dolly container ship can be freed from the wreckage and cleared out. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Now, while the Port of Baltimore remains closed this Wednesday morning, lots of money is being lost. We're talking about the wages of longshoremen without jobs and no cargo coming in and going out. In this exclusive WTOP report Wednesday morning, our Kate Ryan sits down with the Maryland Port Administrator to talk about why the port is so important to all of us economically.
70% of what comes off containers in the Port of Baltimore is consumed within 70 miles of the port.
Which means the Baltimore-Washington MSA and the consumption zone that is our region is reliant on the imports that come in.
Jonathan Daniels, the executive director of the Maryland Port Administration, tells WTOP that includes cars, sugar, electronics, clothing, anything that comes in a shipping container. Daniels says since the Key Bridge collapse, the push has been on to reopen the shipping channel to its 50-foot depth, allowing for larger container ships to enter again. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has estimated that could happen by the end of May. But until then, there could be some delays and some price increases. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Now, there are two more economic relief programs we're hearing about this morning to support workers and businesses affected by the bridge collapse. The programs have just gone live, we're told. They are accepting applications right now. They were set up, you may remember, under Governor Wes Moore's executive order in Maryland, signed earlier this month to provide temporary relief to impacted businesses throughout the state. Businesses can get grants of up to $50,000 under one program. Another offers no-interest loans of up to $500,000. And a third will provide $15 million in grants to businesses that have had operations impacted or shipments disrupted at the Port of Baltimore. Stay tuned. We'll keep you updated. 3:06 on WTOP. In other news this morning, a new youth curfew is going up at National Harbor and Prince George's County locally. Those younger than 17 cannot be there by themselves between 5 p. and 6 a. over the weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Any teens in the area on weeknights must be accompanied by an adult. Now, county council members passed emergency legislation this week that creates a path for the curfews. The legislation is a quick response to something that happened Saturday this past weekend at National Harbor, as about 100 teens were told gathered around a fight before scattering when police got there. Our partners at 7 News report one business closed because of a flash mob robbery. It's 3:07 on WTOP. The whole community was saddened, certainly, after the recent death of two young boys in Fairfax County locally, happened in a house fire. Now the boy's father speaks with WTOP this morning about how they are now remembering their son.
We were completely powerless.
Jamie Bryce said he and his wife were at work on April 10th when they found out their house in Fairfax was on fire. Their two young sons, 3-year-old Zachariah and 6-year-old William, were airlifted to Children's National Hospital in D.C. They died 4 days later.
Right now, we're balancing grieving, but then at the same time, we're angry.
He said it helped that some of the firefighters that responded to the fire came by the hospital to tell them an inspiring story.
They saw William protecting Zachariah, how moved they were by the whole thing.
The boys have since undergone organ donation surgery, and he said he's so grateful that their boys are able to help other children.
We're hoping to meet those families in the future.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Good Wednesday morning, April 24th. Glad you're with us. Welcome into WTOP. Time now is 3:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks. Good morning to Ken Berger at the WTOP Traffic Center with us.
Thank you, Dean. Very quiet right around the DMV. Things have settled down with those earlier accidents in Virginia having been cleared. One on the Beltway, one south of Lorton Road on southbound 95. Everything has been cleared. Still dealing with that one accident in Prince George's County. This is on eastbound 50 right at Crane Highway. It's over on the far right slowdown lane, but not seeing any delays in that open and the open travel lanes. Now everything running fine on the Beltway in Maryland, both in Prince George's County and in Montgomery County. Traffic running at a steady pace with no delays. There is road work, however, in Montgomery County. The inner loop between the Legion Bridge and River Road, two left lanes blocked. The outer loop at Cabin John Parkway, the right lane is blocked. And that road work in Virginia, not only has the accident been cleared, but the road work near the Georgetown Pike over on the right side has also been cleared. But the road work remains on the outer loop, where two right lanes remain closed south of the Georgetown Pike. This ends around the Dulles Toll Road. Also on in Virginia, you're going to find that there's work going on 66. It's starting around the Roosevelt Bridge, heading past the Roslyn Tunnel, with the right lane is blocked. Also eastbound 66 around Spout Run Parkway, right lane closed because of sound barrier work, but not causing either or neither of these work zones causing any delays. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
I'm tracking a fast-moving weather maker. Already clouds have arrived. We'll have some isolated showers turning more scattered in nature for most of your morning rush. In fact, this system will bring most of the rain with it for the early part of the day. Maybe a sprinkle or isolated shower for the afternoon. Temperatures this morning, 53 to 58 degrees. Again, overcast and a little wet. 68 to 74, partly sunny and breezy for the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
58 degrees we have, Upper Marlboro, 58 Woodbridge. We're now up to 61 in our nation's capital, 3 a.m. hour, Wednesday morning, April 24th. Brought to you this time around by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP at 3:10. On WTOP, of course, we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past each hour. Once again, let's check in with Jeff.
Tesla's deliveries last quarter were down 9%. Tesla says sales this year will be lower than last year. New home sales rose to the highest levels in September last month. Amazon Prime members can get unlimited Whole Foods or Amazon Fresh grocery deliveries for an extra $10 a month. The Dow gained 264 points Tuesday. The S&P 500 up 1.25%. The Nasdaq gained 1.5%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Asian stocks higher across the board this morning. The Shanghai up by 22 points. The Hang Seng is up 376. The Kospi's up 53 points. The Nikkei is up 908 points. WTOP at 3:11. We're in depth on the latest concerning the Trump trials next on WTOP. Stay with us. It's 3:11. Welcome in.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
Now, we're coming up on a election year, and we're going to be inundated. And one of the things I like most about TOP is I can trust their information.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
You're with WTOP and Dean Lane.
Showbiz Express Preview. I'm Ross Crystal. An ambitious woman schemes to secure her seat at America's most exclusive table, Palm Beach High Society, circa 1969. Kristen Wiig stars in Palm Royale, and among her co-stars, Ricky Martin, who tells us how his music career has influenced his acting.
Believe it or not, when I was 15 years old, I had the opportunity to do a TV series in Argentina for the first time. And for me, there was something about being in front of the camera, telling a story without music, that really seduced me. And obviously, music did its thing, and I just had to hop on the wave and surf. At the end of the day, it's about telling stories and owning the character and believing every word that you say.
Palm Royale, now streaming on Apple TV+. 8 strangers, including a limo driver, nurse, and student, try to outlast one another in a high-speed game of trivia with an opportunity to take home a huge cash prize. Jane Lynch hosts The Weakest Link, and she tells us she's never felt pigeonholed in her career.
Just never happened. You know, I don't know that I set out not to be pigeonholed, but I haven't been. And, you know, I think a lot of it, too, you know, it's what life offers you, we're not in control of for the most part. So, but what we are in control of, I think, is making decisions. You know, yeah, I'll say yes to this and no to that. And for the longest time, I said no to nothing.
The Weakest Link airs Tuesday nights on NBC, streams the next day on Peacock. He's trained some of the brightest and the best. Hollywood acting coach Bernard Hiller is our guest on the next edition of Showbiz Upfront, available at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Much more on showbizexpress.com and for the Showbiz Express Network. I'm Ross Crystal.
Good Wednesday morning, midweek, April 24th. Welcome in this early hour. If you're just joining us, partly to mostly cloudy, we start out with might see a lingering spotty shower till daybreak. It'll be breezy later today. Veronica says we'll have wind gusts anywhere from 20 to 30 miles an hour. The high somewhere between 68 and 74. You're waking up to 60 degrees in our nation's capital right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. Welcome in. Time now on WTOP 314.
You're listening to WTOP News.
The jury in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump hearing testimony this week on day two about the world of tabloid journalism and a scheme to keep negative stories about Mr. Trump out of the headlines. But not before the judge in the case heard arguments on Tuesday about whether or not Mr. Trump had violated a gag order. This morning, Washington Post courts and crime reporter Tom Jackman joins our Dimitri Sotis for a closer look at day two of the trial, including the testimony of former National Enquirer boss David Pecker.
In a nutshell, Pecker was the publisher of the National Enquirer. He decided that Donald Trump was good for business. He made an agreement, he said, specifically with Donald Trump and Michael Cohen to publish pro-Trump stories and to quash bad Trump stories. And fascinating look into how we always suspected tabloid journalism always operated. He still has a long way to go. He hasn't talked barely about Karen McDougal or Stormy Daniels. And so before that was the argument about whether all these Truth Social posts that he has written that have ripped into Cohen, Michael Cohen and Stormy, both witnesses in this case. And Trump's defense is, well, these are political attacks and I'm allowed to respond politically. And the judge was not buying it. And he told Trump's lawyer, you're losing credibility here. And he didn't rule on that today. So we're waiting. It would just be fines. He's not going to throw Trump in jail for that.
Okay. So no time behind bars, but maybe a fine. Do you think this week?
Sure. I think it will. He has his motions day tomorrow, the judge. So we're not having trial. So I don't know when he'll get around to writing it. And somebody was saying, you know, he probably wants to do it in person as opposed to just issuing a written order late at night like the federal judges often do. He wants to, you know, tell the defendant, look, stop violating my order.
I wanted to ask a little more about David Pecker. You said he's got a long way to go. It's going to be a while here before he's even cross-examined, one would imagine.
I think he's going to be on the stand on direct because he's just now starting to talk about the Karen McDougal saga and who paid her and the back and forth between him and Michael Cohen over who's going to pay this. And in the end, Pecker paid it and Trump stiffed him on it. And then the Stormy Daniels case, National Enquirer did not quash that story necessarily, but they were involved in it when it was out there, and that will set up Michael Cohen to talk about how that paid off.
Is it much too soon to be talking about how all this is landing with the jury?
So I'm in the overflow room for the first 2 days, so I can't see them. Shayna Jacobs, who's in the courtroom for us, does look at them and says it's hard to read so far. I'm going to be in the courtroom some in the future. The crowd greatly thinned out today from yesterday where it was a packed house, and today there were seats available. So I'm going to get in the courtroom soon.
Well, we look forward to your continued reporting. But before you go, one final thought, either about Donald Trump's demeanor. Again, you're viewing from the overflow room, so you can only see what you can see. But just a final thought that you'd leave us with as we head into day three.
Well, we have a better view of Trump than the people in the courtroom because we have a head-on camera shot of him. People in the courtroom are all looking at the back of his head. I will say this. We have not seen him sleeping. The New York Times is reporting that, and we watch him pretty closely, and his eyes are down sometimes, but I don't think he's sleeping. But people sleep in trials, I'm going to have to admit it. And so as a final thought, I would say that there's a long way to go before we get to the defense case.
With the latest on the Trump trials, Washington Post courts and crime reporter Tom Jackman and a conversation with our Dimitri Sotis. Quick look at the top stories we're following this early morning on WTOP. The Senate gives final approval to additional aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, sending it to President Biden for his signature. Could some larger ships soon be moving in and out of the port of Baltimore again? We have the latest from the Baltimore Key Bridge disaster site. And the U.S. government agrees to a nearly $140 million settlement over claims the FBI mishandled sexual abuse allegations against a USA Gymnastics team doctor. More in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.
AmericansWithDisabilities.com.
The Americans with Disabilities Act, also known as the ADA, protects people from being discriminated against because of a disability. Both visible and non-visible disabilities, someone who is blind or uses a wheelchair, or someone who has cancer or depression are just a few examples. To learn more about the ADA and to receive free technical assistance, contact the Mid-Atlantic ADA Center at 1-800-949-4232 or visit us online at adainfo.org.
Coming up after traffic and weather.
Donating hundreds of DVDs back to the local library that first sparked my love of film. I'm Jason Fraley.
Good Wednesday morning, April 24th. Glad you're with us at 3:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, over to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center this morning.
Thank you, Dean. The quiet ride continues around the DMV. Only one accident working. This is in Prince George's County, eastbound 50, over by 301 Crane Highway. The slowdown lanes are blocked to the right. The travel lanes are open to the left with no major delay either side of 50. And indeed, the ride on 50 between the Capitol Beltway and the Bay Bridge running in the clear at the Bay Bridge. No road work tonight, so all lanes are open 2 east and 3 west with no delays. The ride on 95 north from Washington to Baltimore running in the clear do have road work on the southbound side of 95. It's between 198 and 216. The two right lanes are blocked, not seeing any delays because of this. In Montgomery County, had some slowing up and down the 270 corridor because of road work. All those delays have cleared out for the moment, at least. However, you still have the two left lanes blocked between Germantown Road and Clarksburg Road on the northbound side, and also 270 northbound right lane blocked between Clarksburg Road to Old 100 Road, Maryland 109. On the southbound side of 270 between Middlebrook Road and Rutgers Mill Road, it's the right lane that is blocked up in Frederick. You're going to find that eastbound 70 right at 270. You've got woodwork over on the far right side, traffic getting back to the left. So there are no delays as you make the approach to 270. Outbound 70 leaving Frederick to the east is running in the clear. Also in Montgomery County, Veers Mill Road and Rockville westbound between 1st Street and Aspen Hill Road. The right lane is closed, not seeing any major delays past this activity. Also Darnestown Road, Maryland 28 eastbound before Quince Orchard Road. The roadwork blocks the left lane. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Checking the next weathermaker, expect a little bit of rain here for your morning hours. Isolated showers early, more scattered in nature for the bulk of the morning rush. And temperatures starting out between 53 and 58 degrees this morning, reaching into the upper 60s to mid 70s for the afternoon. Not bad at all. Northwesterly wind with gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour. So that rain lasting mainly the morning rush, with skies turning partly sunny. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, around the region, you are looking at 69 degrees in Hyattsville, 60 Herndon and Foggy Bottom, 60 straight up and holding in our nation's capital this 3 a.m. hour, Wednesday morning, April 24th, brought to you this time around on WTOP by Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Check him out, Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. It's 3:21. Good morning. Glad you're with us.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
Now, we're coming up on a election year, and we're going to be inundated. And one of the things I like most about TOP is I can trust their information.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
My name is Latoy Adams. I served in the Army. Being with paralyzed veterans of America, they have showed me so much is possible.
I'm Sean Castle, served in the United States Army. I went from laying in a hospital bed dying to being a professional wheelchair basketball player. And it started with that one moment where there's life. I am unstoppable because Paralyzed Veterans of America is by my side.
We are unstoppable.
Learn more at pva.org.
Good Wednesday morning, April 24th at 3:22. Good morning.
You're listening to WTOP News.
More details this morning about part of Metro's Red Line being closed for the entire summer. In fact, shuttle buses, we're told, will replace rail service between Silver Spring and downtown D.C. from June 1st through the end of August. August 31st, the buses will run for free, and some will have limited stops to connect you directly from Silver Spring to the nation's capital. 4 Red Line stations in all will be closed the whole time. Glenmont, Wheaton, Forest Glen, and Silver Spring. Tacoma Station will be closed for most of the month of June only. Metro maintenance is being paired with Purple Line Construction in Silver Spring this summer. You can get all the details as soon as you need them, a click away at WTOP.com. We will sometimes share stories of the ways that WTOP staffers give back to our community. This morning, we're focusing on our own film critic, Jason Fraley. As you might imagine, he has a huge collection of DVDs. Now he's cleaning house, donating those movies to the Hyattsville branch of the Prince George's Memorial Library System on at Delphi Road.
2 decades ago, when I was a student at the University of Maryland in College Park, I would routinely head to the Hyattsville branch to rent classic movies. So when it recently came time to donate my DVD collection, it's the first place I thought of.
It's been an embarrassment of riches. Some of these have long been out of our collection, so having them back has been really nice.
Supervisor Heather Jackson says the DVDs are used for Coffee and a Classic.
We had a very good turnout for 12 Angry Men. We did a couple of your Hitchcocks. So it's been a really robust program. We've had good attendance at it.
They'll also screen for adults with developmental disabilities every Monday starting May 6th.
Many of them are just absolutely entranced with film. We've got a couple of resident movie buffs in these groups.
See the full list of films on WTOP.com. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Speaking of entertainment, have you heard about this one? Seems a major music streamer just hit a big, big milestone.
Taylor Swift may be breaking records on Spotify, but Spotify just broke one too. For the first time ever, its quarterly profits topped $1.1 billion. The news following months of cost-cutting measures at the streaming service, from marketing cuts to layoffs. But Spotify's also made more investments recently, especially on podcasts, which the company says is making a big difference. Active users were up 19% last quarter. Premium subscriptions also increased 14%. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Grab your clubs and join Youth Apostles for its annual golf classic at Raspberry Falls Golf and Hunt Club in Leesburg on May 6th.
This is Father Jack, Director of Mission and Development for Youth Apostles. Youth Apostles impacts thousands of young people every day. Your sponsorship allows us to help young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and live lives of prayer, charity, and high moral standards. Thank you, and God bless.
To play or sponsor, visit youthapostles.org. Everybody have
fun tonight. You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
The WTOP Traffic Center.
Tracking the top trouble spots.
The biggest backups.
The major incidents.
The slowest traffic.
WTOP Traffic, every 10 minutes.